On April 12, 2011, Scuderi Group announced a technical discovery that enables maximum levels of power and torque while reducing the rate of fuel consumption and engine size. Independent lab studies have concluded that the new engine design, when boosted with a turbocharger to 3.2 bar, decreases the BSFC, or brake-specific fuel consumption, up to 14%. As a simultaneous increase occurs in the engine's power, BMEP, or brake mean effective pressure, by 140%, at the same time reducing the size of the engine over 29%. With me is Sal Scuderi, president of Scuderi Group. Sal, please tell us about this new breakthrough and how it works.
Certainly. This is a really huge breakthrough for us. Basically, what we have figured out is that in our split arrangement, where we've separated the compression stroke from the power stroke, that it is possible to use a standard turbocharger to literally recapture some of the energy that's normally lost through the exhaust and have this turbocharger do some of the compression work of the engine. In other words, when we separate these cylinders, this higher pressure air coming into our compression cylinder literally allows us to downsize the compression cylinder and still get the volumetric flow that we need through the engine in order to boost the power. The net result is that the engine gets smaller, the power of the engine goes up because more of the work coming out of the power stroke ends up on the crankshaft, and at the same time, the rate of fuel consumption goes down, meaning that the engine gets more efficient the more we boost the front end of the engine.
How does this change the Scuderi engine as we know it now?
It pushes everything really to a new level for us. I mean, the engine has been actually performing very well for us when you look at the other two kind of areas of our technology, which is our base split cycle engine and our air hybrid concept. The base split cycle engine has demonstrated some very good efficiency levels, especially at part load. It produces a very flat torque curve, and it produces a very robust combustion process, so this firing after top dead center. Then the air hybrid has shown to be very effective in terms of recapturing and reusing energy that's normally lost on things like regenerative braking. What the Miller does, though, for us really pushes everything to a whole new level. It causes the engine to downsize, it causes it to get much more efficient, and it causes the power to go significantly above any prior expected levels. And in fact, what's happening is that the torque levels on our engine when we apply this Miller design is exceeding diesel engine levels at this point.
How do these recent developments impact the current 2011 Nissan Sentra simulation study?
Well, the Nissan Sentra simulation studies are basically where we're taking the Nissan Sentra and simulating its performance over a specific drive cycle. And then we're comparing the results of the same vehicle just with our engine in it, which includes all three of our technologies of the split cycle, the air hybrid, and this Miller concept. And what it's really going to do is just give you a one-to-one comparison of fuel consumption over a drive cycle for that vehicle. And what the Miller is going to do is just simply push us to a whole new level where we expect to see a very dramatic decrease in the fuel consumption over that drive cycle when the vehicle is driving with our engine in it.
Very exciting news. Thanks for speaking with us today, Sal.
Thank you very much.
And for more information about these new developments and other aspects of the Scuderi engine, go to www.scuderiengine.com.